Madam Chair and distinguished delegates, as representative of the University Space Engineering Consortium, UNISEC Global, I'd like to express my sincere appreciation to the chairperson of the committee, Ms. Poncho Marpin, for her excellent leadership in organizing that decision and for giving me the opportunity to talk about our activities before the subcommittee. In addition, I express my appreciation to Ms. Simonetta Di Pippo, the director of the United Nations Office of Outer Space Affairs, and to her team for superb organization. As well, let me convey my gratitude to all delegates and observers present here at the 56th session of the STSC. UNISEC Global is participating as an observer for the third time. We received observer status in 2017. Madam Chair and distinguished delegates, UNISEC Global has continued to expand its global activities with an emphasis on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Reviewing our activities in 2018, I'd like to mention some of them briefly. In August 2018, we organized the 9th Cancer Leader Training Program, CLTP9 in short, in cooperation with Nihon University in Chiba, Japan. Since 2017, a new hands-on training tool, more like CubeSat, called Heptasat, has been employed for this short course. Dr. Masahiko Yamazaki, Nihon University, made a technical presentation to introduce the Heptasat training method yesterday, so I will skip the details here. In 2018, we had 7 participants from 5 countries, namely Argentina, India, Malaysia, Mongolia, and UAE, as well as 6 Japanese students. The participants are expected to share their acquired knowledge with their students back at home. This modest annual program may not have a big impact on the aforementioned UN goals, but I believe that it will provide steady and permeating effects upon emerging countries. We have just started the announcement of our next CLTP to be held in August of 2019. Secondly, in fruitful cooperation with the International Space University, ISU, we held the 6th UNISEC Global Meeting at ISU, Strasbourg, France, during November 19th to 21st, 2018. We discussed some highly significant current topics, such as the commercialization of ISS, Global University Space Debris Observation Network, which will be presented on February 20th by Professor Fabio Santoni, Sapienza University of Rome, and gender equality in the space field. Some of these discussions triggered concrete actions or facilitated the implementation of the existing pending issue, which I will briefly mention next. Madam Chair, in the context of UNICEF Global Meeting and follow-on themes through its discussions, I'd like to mention the 6th Mission Idea Contest, MIC6, for this year. Fortunately, we have received support from both the European Ice Cube Service and the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA. We expect to use the IceCube's facility in ESA's Columbus module and also JAXA's ICEEP of the Kibo module. Both of them are facilities that permit direct access to the space environment. They provide us with a realistic and suitable experimental platform for MIC-6 applicants. will make a call for papers, expecting unique proposals to meet the requirements of contributing to Earth's benefits or human space exploration, as well as to any of United Nations' sustainable development goals. Final selection will be made at the 7th UNICEF Global Meeting in November 2019, Japan. In addition, we are maintaining the study of space debris issues in cooperation with the International Academy of Astronautics, IAA. The IAA study group, which consists of international experts, including members of the UNICEF global community, is drafting a handbook entitled A Handbook for Post-Mission Disposal of Satellites Less Than 100 Kilograms. I'm also involved in this project as secretary. Considering the urgency to tackle the growing amount of space debris and to increase awareness of debris issues among satellite users and developers, the study group plans to publish this handbook as soon as possible this year. UNICEF Global will work on distributing it to universities and other space institutions around the world. To wrap things up, I'd like to briefly touch upon the UNICEF Global community. Last year, India joined the community as UNICEF India. We have today 16 local chapters and points of contact in 50 regions. Thanks to efforts made by community members, we have received 2018 activity reports from local chapters such as UNICEF Egypt, UNICEF India, UNICEF Italy, UNICEF Mexico, UNICEF Japan, UNICEF Samara in Russian Federation, UNICEF South Africa region, including Angola, Namibia, and South Africa, UNICEF Turkey, and so on. Owing partially to UNICEF's annual hands-on training program of CLTP, their activities are often focused on CANSAT or HEPTASAT hands-on training programs, cancer projects, and the like. Madam Chair and distinguished delegates, I'd like to close my talk by emphasizing that space is a common property for all humankind. Our vision is to realize a world where university students in all countries can participate in practical space projects. This vision resonates with the key principle of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. No one will be left behind. I want to leave you today by quoting an African proverb that always inspires and encourages us. If you want to go faster, go alone. If you want to go farther, go together. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.